The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He's like a machine, a factory at this point, just churning out shows, movies, and short films and all types of stuff. So what time for 50 Cent? What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast in the world. A podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And it's where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop culture. I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky. My other lovely co-host is on vacation for one more day, but she's going to be back tomorrow, okay? So she's still going to be here in spirit. So it is a brand new week. Happy Monday. A lot of things went down this weekend. Oscars 2021 happened. We had Moneybagg Yo drop an album this weekend that everybody's been talking about. There's also a new Cordae EP out there that I want to tell you about. Wiz Khalifa is teaming up with Kevin Hart for an MMA league. And 50 Cent has yet another new show coming out. This time he's teaming up with Lala again. Yeah, big things popping. Let's get right down to them. All right, let's kick it off with the Oscars. It happened last night. And I want to talk about this big, big win for Jamie Foxx, okay? He won the Oscar for the Pixar film Soul, Best Animated Feature and Best Animated Actor. Come on, Jamie. Well-deserved, well-deserved, well-deserved. Now, Jamie already made history with the film Soul. He was Pixar's first Black lead in any of their movies, period. And the film was just amazing for kids. It was amazing for adults, even though it was technically a children's film. And Jamie Foxx is just so multi-talented. He just deserved this award, hands down. So the Academy Awards, Oscars, they definitely got it right on this one. Now, also, big shout out to her and Tierra Thomas. They won Best Original Song for the song Fight For You, which was featured on the Judas and the Black Messiah soundtrack. Now, this song is written by her, Tierra Thomas, and Durst Emile II. I hope I'm saying your name right, sir. I apologize if I'm not. But they won Best Original Song. So congrats to them as well. If it's one thing her is going to do, it's pick up some trophies. That is one thing her will do at every award show, okay? Now, speaking of Judas and the Black Messiah, gotta shout out Daniel Kaluuya. He won for Best Supporting Actor in his role as Fred Hampton in the film Judas and the Black Messiah. So congrats to Daniel Kaluuya, too. Yeah, I got more applause. I got applause all episode because people are doing some great things, man. Daniel definitely deserved this award. His role as Fred Hampton was one of the best of this past year, hands down. He embodied Fred Hampton from the way he spoke to his tone, to his mannerisms, to the emotion he was conveying in this film. Like every single box you can check, Daniel checked it. Every mark you can hit, Daniel hit it. So I'm so glad to see him get his recognition for this award. He linked up with some of our favorite London bruvs at the Oscars. He had Santan Dave with him, who's a really big artist from the UK, amazing rapper. He had Damson Idris, who plays Franklin on Snowfall with him. He had a few of the London bruvs there to celebrate with him. So that was amazing to see. He also brought his mom to the award ceremony and embarrassed her during the speech. It was super cute, super great moment for Daniel Kaluuya. But circling back around to her, because we have to touch on her outfit. So she had on like this purple ensemble. It was like a lace jumpsuit mixed with like a hijab type situation with a cape. It was really, really fly. It was kind of princish to me, actually. It reminded me of Prince when I saw it. And then come to find out, it was actually an homage to Prince, because back when Prince won the best original song for Purple Rain back in 1985, he wore something just like what her had on. So that is a fire full circle moment. That's how you pay homage to the legends. Like, her just did everything right in this situation. And she won the same award that Prince won when she wore it. So I was just wowed, mind blown. It was great. And since we're talking about these outfits, let's get into best dressed. So if we want to talk best dressed for these Academy Awards, I'm thinking either Regina King or I'm thinking Coleman Domingo. Now, Coleman Domingo is the guy who played in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom with Viola Davis, Chadwick Boseman, and all of them. So that's who Coleman Domingo is, if you don't know. He had on this bright pink suit tailored to the T. It was vibrant. It was perfectly tailored. It was just a big, bold statement. Like, that's the only way I can say it. So it's either him or it's Regina King. Now, Regina, she had on this stunning blue gown. It was like these butterfly shoulders. It was adorned with crystals and beads. It was just everything. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was him or her that had the best dress situation going on, but it had to be at least one of them. Now, I do have to give an honorable mention to Zendaya, because she was looking good in her yellow dress. It was like a halter top gown type situation. That was also great. And, oh, I cannot forget my auntie in my head, Angela Bassett, because she killed it in her red. She had like a thigh-high split. The shoulders and the back of the gown were in the shape of a bow. It was red. It popped. Angela Bassett gave me life with her dress, too. I can't even lie. She looked not a day over 35, even though she's a smooth 60-something years old. So I got to applaud that as well, because Miss Angela Bassett, you killed it. You killed it, auntie. Not a wrinkle in sight, not nothing. Come on now. Now, speaking of other things we need to applaud, Wiz Khalifa and Kevin Hart are teaming up for an MMA sports league. Congratulations across the board. This is major. Major, major, major. So this past Thursday, the Professional Fighters League announced that Wiz is going to be taking a hands-on role with the brand, and he's part owner of the brand alongside Kevin Hart. So this is huge. Now, Wiz has been doing a bunch of monumental things business-wise lately, even with renewing his deal for his cannabis company to now this partial ownership in a sports league. Wiz has just been expanding his ventures like crazy. Now, he's going to be assisting with content creation for the league. He's going to be helping them integrate different music into the fights and things like that. He's also going to be coming up with an MMA-inspired lifestyle apparel line. So this is going to be some really cool stuff he's doing here. And they may even be playing some of his own music during the fights and within the content and things like that. So this is another chance for Wiz to be creative and just show the lifestyle that he's living. He's already big into fighting and staying fit and things like that. So this goes hand in hand, honestly, with the lifestyle that he already lives. So this seems like a perfect fit. Wiz did post up a video on Instagram of him getting some hits in with the punching bag and things like that. We know he likes to fight anyway, so it's perfect. It goes hand in hand. Congrats to Wiz Khalifa and Kevin Hart for being involved in this. Now we're giving out more congratulations today, because 50 Cent has yet another show coming out. I've lost track of how many shows, movies, and projects 50 Cent has in the works right now. He's like a machine, a factory at this point, just churning out shows, movies, and short films and all types of stuff. So what time for 50 Cent and this new show that he has? Yes, yes, yes. He's teaming up with Lala, and they're going to be doing the Centoya Brown story. Now, if you remember who Centoya Brown was, she was the woman who had been exonerated after serving years in prison because she was convicted of murder. Now, she murdered the man who was allegedly sex trafficking her in order to escape. And you had tons of people working to get Centoya Brown out. Lala was actually one of them, so this is perfect. Drake was helping to get her out. Snoop Dogg, Rihanna, T.I. You even had Kim K up in the mix trying to help get Santoya out. And eventually she was exonerated and she's back free now and really able to help tell her story, which makes this whole situation so much better because you're going to get the details straight from her. Like, they can go to the source. The source is still alive and well and able to tell the story. So this is going to be a great situation for 50 Cent and Lala. And being that Lala was one of the people really vocal and helping get Santoya out, that just makes it even better. Now, I'm wondering if Lala is actually going to play Santoya or they're going to get somebody else to play Santoya. I'm very curious about that. But I do know 50 Cent and Lala will both be executive producers, and they've already worked together on the show Power. Of course, Lala played Lakeisha on Power, so they already have that working relationship. They've worked together on a few projects. So this all seems like it's going to mesh pretty well. And then 50 doesn't lose with the shows anyway. So, I mean, it's going to work. Let's be honest here. It's going to work. So can't wait to see what they do with that show. Now, lastly, let's jump into this new music, because the talk of the whole weekend has been the Moneybagg Yo album. He dropped A Gangsta's Pain on Friday, and this project had 22 tracks on it. I was impressed by this because it just shows like Moneybagg's versatility and the fact that he doesn't talk about the same exact subjects on every single record. A lot of newer artists tend to do that sometimes, or they tend to get caught up in that. But the fact that Moneybagg was able to put 22 tracks on this project, it just shows like, okay, I have different things to talk about. He can talk about what's happening in the streets. He can talk about, you know, getting money now, luxury. He also talks about the mental health struggles he has. He talks about his money. He talks about fighting addiction. Like, there's a plethora of subjects going on this Moneybagg Yo album. It was really refreshing. Now, he did have some big features on the album. Of course, Future was up there, Lil Durk, Polo G, Pharrell, Janae Aiko, Cash Page, and a few more other people was on the album. So he had some pretty dope features. But one thing I was kind of surprised about was this cute little tune he gave us with Janae Aiko. This one was called One of Those Nights, and Janae was talking her usual talk. She be talking, you know, but Moneybagg is singing on there. They're going back and forth like a little call and response type of thing and low-key harmonizing. I was like, okay, Moneybagg. So if I had to like choose one of my favorite songs up there, it's probably going to be One of Those Nights. And of course, you know, the singles that we already knew are on there as well. Time Today, which had hit number 37 on the Billboard Hot 100. And there was Hard for the Next, which hit number 49 on the Billboard Hot 100. So Moneybagg did his thing. This was a nice release. I have to give Moneybagg his props. I have to give him his kudos for this. Yeah, I told you, I got applause all episode. Congrats to Moneybagg. Now, also congrats to Cordae, because this EP he put out is called Just Until, which I'm assuming means just until the album drops, you know, like a little something to hold you over, basically. But this EP was only 4 songs, but it was a high quality 4-pack. He's got only 2 features up there. One is Young Thug and one is Q-Tip. And I thought that was pretty cool because that's kind of like a representation of where Cordae is at musically a little bit. It's like a mix of both. So you have the young, fun, flowing, melodic part of it, which is like the Young Thug aspect. And then you have the lyrical, serious message part of it, which is Q-Tip. So it represents the balance of Cordae really well. And then there was one song up there called Dream in Color. That was my absolute favorite. When I tell you, if you're going to listen to one song off there, let it be Dream in Color, because he's talking about his life, his upbringing, his relationship with the tennis star Naomi Osaka and how they are together. Like, he just hits on a variety of subjects so well on the song Dream in Color. So I was really loving that one. If you get a chance, you should check that out. Other things you need to check out, this YG and Mozzie record is called From Bompton to Oak Park. They put out the song and the video for it. I know that's not an album, but just some new music if you want to check that out too. That's another dope thing that dropped this weekend. Yeah, see, like I told you, a lot went down this weekend, but I think that's a good note to end on. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to podcasts out there in podcast land. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX. We have new YouTube community questions up there every week. And we will read some of the best comments that answer our questions on episodes during the week. So make sure you tap into the YouTube page. Also, follow us on Instagram everywhere at HipHopDX. Follow me. I'm at Asia Sky. Follow A-Dub, who will be back tomorrow. She's at A-Dub on everything. And we'll be back at you tomorrow with more daily news.